Welcome back, friends, to Tell a Band to Go Home. My name is Jeff Robson, your host here on this program for 15 years now, loving it still like it was the first time. Oh, man. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio because there's like people kicking things around with their feet or something. I guess they don't really, there's only like one guy that does that, right? Two guys? I don't know. Anyway, Bomber Game, pre-recorded. Live from the Sunset Saloon. Before the break, we were talking about the big fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday at the West End, the A Song for Annika, featuring Big Dave McLean, the New Meanies, and of course Scott Nolan, who seems to be putting this whole thing together. Joining the all-star band, backing those folks up, of course, they couldn't have this event without Joanna Miller. Joanna Miller is going to be on stage with them as well as part of that all-star band. Joanna Miller is also going to be on stage. Well, she's probably always on stage. Let's be honest. Thursday night, she's going to be at the West End opening for our pal Brock Zeman. Now, it's billed as a Joanna Miller show, but word on the street is it's the Knob and Tube Project, which features, of course, Joanna and her husband, Chris Dunn. From the little bits that I heard of them at Trout Forest Music Festival and stuff, that is going to be absolutely astounding. And that's just the opening act. So you want to get down there early and check this out on Thursday for sure. Of course, the headliner, our good buddy Brock Zeman. Just a fantastic songwriter, great guy. And of course, he's going to have Hoagie with him as well. It's going to be a swell time. We hope to see you there. Tickets are only $20. I actually have a bunch of advanced tickets that I'm trying to sell. So if you need a ticket, let me know, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and I'll get one to you before the show, before prices go up. Make sure you get one, because it's going to be awesome. Here's something off of Brock's latest record. This record took on kind of a mythology of its own. He'd been talking about making this record for 10 years or something before it finally came out. Had all these songs written, tried to record it a couple of times, never could quite get it right, and then finally nailed it. It's called The Carnival Is Back in Town. Here's the real showstopper for me, the real emotional core of the record. This is the sad tale of Drinks the Clown. This is Brock Zeman playing Thursday, West End. Tell the band to go home.
Greeley Brown, and he worked the carnival as a clown, and he had this strong thirst for cheap red wine. They say he signed on with the traveling show way back when he was just 16 years old. A week ago Sunday would have been 79. They used to call him the Switchblade Kid, all on account he carved up his mean drunk daddy before hopping a freight to another town. And when Johnny Law come looking for him, he'd slip inside his trailer door. When he'd reappear, he'd be all dressed up as a clown. So we called him Drinks. Drinks the Clown. And you know, they never did find that kid. Well, he's the one folks are talking about when they say that you can't keep a good man down. He'd give you the shirt right off his back, and often did. Fill your glass up with wine, and he'd wheeze and he'd cough and he'd smile and say, what's yours is yours, and what's mine I'll give you half. Well, he wasn't an angel, but to me he was pretty damn close. And the year years passed by as they'll do, and he couldn't get around quite like he used to. One day, he had to put that old costume away. And he wasn't fit to do much of anything. At least along the lines of working. But you know the boss man? He let him hang around anyways. And one morning, in Little Rock, Arkansas, someone poked their head through his trailer door. They found him in there, lying stiff, cold, and ghostly white. And when they told the boss man, he said, "Well, don't bother putting up that tent. Ain't gonna be no show tonight." Poor old Drinks, bless his soul, some rousties dug a grave just off the road. We dressed him in a suit with them big red shoes on his feet. Lucille and Sue Lynn sang Amazing Grace, and tears streamed down every face. And to this day, nothing in my life has ever sounded so sweet. So there we were, all gathered round our old buddy Drinks the Clown. Someone opened up a bottle of the wine he liked the best. We passed around that bottle, and everybody took down a little swallow. Then we laid it in his grave with just a little left, just in case there wasn't any wine in heaven. And his tombstone was an old oak tree where we carved the words we'd often heard him say while he was swimming in a sea of red wine. When it comes my time to go underground, be sure you lay my body facing down so this world can kiss my ass goodbye. Drinks the Clown. Just me and my dog. Your life's such a short time, and you're dead so long. And you gotta do something, keep the blood flowing to your heart. Even something foolish, like walking in the dark. Ah, he's a good dog, best there's ever been. And I've had me some good ones, just not like him. He don't tear up my furniture, he don't chase down cars. He's just happy to be here with me in the dark. I picked up this habit some time ago when my lady, she left me for Toronto. You know I miss her madly, but I love these stars. And she loves them city lights, and I love the dark. We'll be right back. if there was. Once in a while there's a falling star, but no UFOs. People are scared of some lunatic waiting round to cut them all apart. Well, let them all stay inside there, cause I'm walking in the dark. Cut off one of your senses, the others pick up the slack. Just heard a cricket clear his throat, smelt the dust off a moth's back. You can feel the moon's heartbeat, you can taste the fog. You see things so clearly out here in the dark. Well, you see my shadow, see how it follows me, like a black and white sketch of the man I wanna be. Looks like he could level mountains with a twist of his arm. For now he's dancing in an hour, the moonlight in the dark. An illusion, it's all mirrors and smoke. No matter what you've been reading, no matter what you were told, we're all just pops and hisses, trying to make a mark, bumping into each other, walking in the dark. Well, I'm walking in the dark. Shooting star in Jeff's backyard, leave a trail of green. I heard an apple fall from the apple tree and bounce off the trampoline. It's almost August in Winnipeg, and I feel loved and lucky and free. Thank you for letting me sleep in. It feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It means a whole wide world to me. Mark's got tractor trolls, and Joy's cooking us gumbo before we head out to Green. And we'll be crushing cans, we'll be making plans, and all the in-betweens. Even though you know that we're never not working just as much as me, but thank you for letting me sleep here. It feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here. It means a whole wide world. When I'm sitting at Pat and Deb's, God must have broke the mold when he made used to. Now he's too afraid to make use again. Now who would have thunk this stinky little town would become a second home to me? And thank you for letting me sleep here. It just feels so good just to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep in. It means a whole wide world to me. I've spent so much of my time
around strangers so much that they're not strangers anymore. I've been here and there, I've been everywhere, now I've made everywhere my home. And your steady breathing reminds me of the ocean, and I get lost in your heartbeat. And thank you for letting me sleep here. It just feels so good to be here. Thank you for letting me sleep here.
Brock Zeman there, live recording. Now, he hasn't officially told me about that song yet, but I remember when he was out in the backyard and he saw that shooting star, and then he went downstairs and he said he started writing a song about it. And I guess I thought he was joking. So I think that's so great. Hopefully we'll hear that live Thursday at the West End Cultural Center, perhaps. Before that, Walking in the Dark from his album Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back, and Drinks the Clown from the album The Carnival is Back in Town. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and if you listen real closely, you can hear the sound of somebody vacuuming upstairs. We're pre-recorded today, live from the basement. We're getting ready. Let's pretend that we're doing this on Sunday. Okay, so last night there was a big house concert at the Sunset Saloon featuring John Brooks. Wasn't it great? I thought it was amazing. And I bet we heard this song. Now, sometimes I look at set lists to see, you know, what my favorite artists have been doing on tour. And I, you know, it's nice to see you, especially before they come to town, if there's something, you know, that I'm really looking forward to hearing, and I see that they're playing it, or if I see that they're not playing it, and I want to, you know, drop the hint or whatever. But sometimes I kind of wish that I hadn't done that. And I have a feeling that this show at the Sunset Saloon was probably one of those, because John's been doing some very cool covers in his sets on this tour. And I don't know, I don't know if it would have been more special if it had been a surprise, but I do hope that he surprised me with this one anyway last night. Or maybe I should pretend that I'd already heard him do this one last night and assume that he actually did it. I don't know. Anyway, here's one we might have heard at the Sunset Saloon. It's a classic from Ron Hynes, Tell the Band to Go Home, here, 101.5.
Sonny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. You could take off your shoes, give up the race. You could lay down your head by a sweet riverbed. But Sonny always remembers what it was his mama said. Oh, Sonny, don't. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs, and the waves keep on rolling. They've done that for years and years. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your dad, he's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long, the silence goes on and I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong. Sonny's dreams can't be real. They're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes. They're just dreams in his head. And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I tried and I tried and I tried. Oh, Sonny, don't. Daddy's a sailor who never comes home. All these nights get so long. The silence goes on and I'm feeling so tired. Not all that strong. Oh, Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor. Home. All these nights get so long. The silence goes on and I'm feeling so tired. Not all that strong.
Sarajevo Sandman, I had a light side kick to the head. It was the cage that taught me how to love as I killed. It was the cage that taught me never to hate. I was a child soldier back home in Tuzla. I've been fighting men since I was 10. I wore my dead brother's football jersey, throwing grenades made of Coca-Cola cans. I had a battery acid smell in my throat. It was the smell of adrenaline. In the cage I failed to Santa Fe, closest to God. In the cage I loved and never feared a thing. And I still miss the river Bosna. I miss that green water now and again. I work night shifts cleaning out offices, thinking about what I am and what I was then. And this world is all just one heart, where love and fear is all it ever beats. Oh, I wish I was still in the cage, where I loved more than I feared. Where I loved more than I feared. Yeah, we got out soon after the war. We had a mattress on the floor on Islington. And back home, Dad was an economist. In Rexdale, he took construction. I went to school at Thistletown Collegiate. 10 minutes, I was fighting some alleys. I joined a fight club at Shepherd and Dufferin. 10 months, I was fighting for the real money. It was the Rebel Biker Club. They took a $1,500 ante. I remember one night showing up in my jeans. But if you're a fighter, it's your eyes that win. Yeah, and my blood mixed with his blood. I needed him, he needed me. We were brothers and he knew that I loved him, even as his skull cracked under my knee. And this world is all just one heart, where love and fear is all it ever beats. Oh, I wish I was still in the cage, where I loved more than I feared. Where I loved more than I feared. One night I took 6 grand from a Russian.
He wore the tats of the forest of Konya. All but his stiff eyes of fear gave him away, and on his stars I made him kneel for me. Next day I was working in a new cage, making $50,000 a week. Ah, but money taken from the devil goes back to the devil, so to speak. Tonight I open up the hood of my car just to smell that battery acid. Yeah, I miss the pain, I miss the hook when the fist miss the elbow lands. I miss the ring girls, yes, I miss my wife. I miss my daughter Madeline on my knee. I miss the sober days when I could still say that I loved more than I feared. That I loved more than I feared. And this world is all just one heart, where love and fear is all it ever beats. Yeah, I wish I was still in the cage where I loved more than I feared. Where I loved more than I feared. Well, they called me the Sarajevo Sandman. I had a lights out kick to the head.
It's midnight in Havana. All the sails are in the wind. There's a warm breeze blowing from a far off place, and I don't know where I am. The neon lights are blinding. There's thunder in the bay. The air is heavy and it smells like rain. There's an old man fishing in a rubber tube, beer bottles tied to his feet. And there's a pretty girl whispering in my ear, but I'm trying to be discreet. Whoever it is that sent me here, I've got questions that need asking. But it's midnight in Havana. It'll have to wait till morning. I wake up soaked with sweat, cold seal underneath my pillow. Pick it all off at the hotel bar with another cold bucanero. The sunshine froze me half to death. I swear to God I'm dying. Somebody please get me off of this rock. Lord knows I've been trying. But there's an old man fishing in a rubber. Beer bottles tied to his feet. There's a pretty girl whispering in my ear, but I'm trying to be discreet. Whoever it is that sent me here, I've got questions I need asking. But it's midnight in Havana. It'll have to wait till morning. I went to meet my connection out on the Mallee car, but I ran into Rosalita, and now my connection's gone. I swear I saw him in Waysgoes outside La Bonacita. With my pockets bare and a soul crushing hangover. Oh, My closet's filled with a stranger's clothes, and none of my shoes fit. I keep getting these calls in the dead of night, asking where the action is. I tried to talk to the concierge, son of a bitch wouldn't look me in the eye. A Santa gave me an ice cream cone and told me I was gonna die. But there's an old man fishing in a rubber tube, beer bottles tied to his feet. There's a pretty girl whispering in my ear, but I'm trying to be discreet. Whoever it is that put me here, I've got questions that need asking. But it's midnight in Havana, it'll have to wait till morning.
That there is Ben Delacour, title track to his latest record, Midnight in Havana. Ben will be at the Sunset Saloon on November 28th. I think it's going to be a pretty special night, and we'd love it if you join us. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. All the details are there. You can send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, to make sure you got your spot. Don't miss out. It's going to be great. Before that, we heard John Brooks, who was just at the Sunset Saloon last night, November 11th. We heard Cage Fighter off of his album Delicate Cages. And we started off that set with a song that that John's been doing in concert a fair bit. He's also, it looks like he's also been doing at the 100th Meridian in his sets, which I think would be amazing. So I hope you caught it. Anyways, that was Sonny's Dream there from the classic album Face of the Gale. Of course, that song's been recorded by so many people. A lot of people think it's like a traditional song. Because they think it's just been around forever, but it's Ron Hines' song. So there you go. One more exciting show coming up this week in Winnipeg, and it's always exciting. One of my very favorite bands of all time. And they're just so much fun. Wednesday night at the West End Cultural Center, it's the return of the Mighty Skydiggers. Always, always, always a terrific show. They have a new record called Warmth of the Sun, and we'll play you one now off of that. And this song is co-written by Josh Finlayson from the band, along with Stephen Fearing, Tom Wilson, and Thompson Wilson. There's a lot of heavyweights there. And they feature in this one their powerful, powerful singer, Jesse Bell Smith. Check this out. This is called Show Me the Night, and it's from the Skydiggers from their new album Warmth of the Sun. They'll be here Wednesday, West End Cultural Center. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, I think, on UMFM. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are. That's right. Yes.
Warm every day I want. Do you even care what it's like to sit and listen to you? All the shit you talk, all the anger I'm through. Won't be too soon before I ever see you again. You know too much for me, and even too much is true. Oh, if you knew just a bit, it might explain the state of you. Won't be too soon before I ever see you.
I never got you can't defend. This old road, you see fields of green. I'm looking at things in a way I'd never seen.
Rambling on, the Skydiggers there from, that's the version from Just Over This Mountain, sung by the great Peter Cash. How would I love to see Peter Cash play with those guys again? Ugh. But when Peter Cash plays, you know, it's the old dilemma. Do we let him sing it or do we let Jesse Bell Smith sing it? And I think when they were here with Peter Cash, I think Jesse got to do it, if I'm not mistaken, as I recall. Anyway, so that was that. You will probably hear that sung by Jesse Bell on Wednesday at the West End Cultural Center. Before that, we heard, one that featured the late, great Paul McLeod. Had to throw that one in there. Been thinking about that guy, missing that guy a lot lately. See You Again there from Bittersweet Harmony. Before that, we heard Jesse Bell again, Deep Water, 31 Mile Lake from Northern Shore, and Show Me the Night from their brand new album, Warmth of the Sun. You know what? Okay, I'm feeling generous today. I'm feeling good. Anybody who wants a free copy of the Skydiggers' new record, Warmth of the Sun, you just got to email me, jeff@telebandandgohome.com. Let me know you're interested, and I'll hook you up. Okay, I got an extra copy. It's yours. jeff@telebandandgohome.com. You know what? It's Neil Young's birthday today, and this kind of combines two things, I guess. It's Neil Young's birthday, and I went on a bit of a bender this week and listened to this band a whole lot when I should have been working, but I don't regret it a bit. Recorded live in Germany, Static Roots Festival 2017, the greatest event that ever happened anywhere on Earth. This is John Bleck and the Rats. Tell the band to go home.
The bill. and the pages keep turning and the cities keep changing and the hearts keep beating while we're exchanging a sideways glance or a drunken dance neath the moonlit sky. I saw diamonds in your eyes. Sideways glance or a drunken dance neath the moonlit sky. I saw diamonds in your eyes. And I need you. And I need you. Yeah, I need you.
And I Need You, John Black. Oh my God, I just love that so much. John Black and the Rats from Leave Your Love at the Door. Such a great record. Cities keep changing. Before that, we heard them doing live Don't Let It Bring You Down. Old Neil Young song. Happy birthday, Neil. And thanks for being with us today. It's been Telebanda Go Home. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully you'll join us next week. I think we'll be live again. Yeah, that's the plan. Anyway, it's 2 to 4 p.m. Check out telebandagohome.com. And stay tuned for a guy who forgot to turn his phone off. Dagwood Radio, Waxy Dark, Old Comfort Cafe. And thanks. Love to y'all. Hopefully you'll see you out at a show real soon.